Itinerary starting at Tolède de Sées, Sées Square. This itinerary covers the historic district, an area rich in history and heritage. Porto was added to the UNESCO World Heritage List in 1996, along with the Pont Luís I, the Luís I Bridge, and the Mosteiro da Serra do Pilar, Monastery of the Serra do Pilar. In the historic district, the city's past blends seamlessly with modernity. The route begins at the Pelourinho, the Pillory, located in Tolède de Sées, Sées Square, near the Cathedral, the Cathedral, the Paso Episcopal, Episcopal Palace, and the Casa da Câmara, City House. We then head to the former Casa da Câmara, which was the first seat of municipal power, where the Ois Bons, notable citizens, gathered until the late 17th century. Next to it stands the Torre Medieval, the Medieval Tower, also known as the Torre da Cidade, City Tower, which today houses the Porto Tourist Office. A little further down, we find the Igreja de São Lourenço, Church of St. Lawrence, also known as Igreja dos Grilos, Church of the Crickets, which includes a museum of sacred art and archaeology. We return to Tolède de Sées to visit the cathedral, where highlights include the high chapel and sacristy, both designed by Nicolau Nazzoni, as well as the azulejos, traditional Portuguese tiles in the cloister. Behind the Paço Episcopal, we find the Capela das Verdades, the Chapel of Truths, a Mannerist-style chapel that now hosts pilgrims. Next, we visit the Arqueo Sitio, the archaeological site, which reveals over 2,500 years of history. We then head to the Pont Luís I, the Luís I Bridge, an exceptional viewpoint overlooking the Douro River and the Riverside District. Designed by engineer Theophile Seyrig, a protege of Gustave Eiffel, the bridge is an architectural masterpiece. Continuing the tour, we visit the Igreja de Santa Clara, Church of St. Clair, a true Baroque gem, with an interior entirely adorned with gilded woodwork. Finally, we arrive at Teatro Nacional de São João, São João National Theatre, designed by Marques da Silva and built on the ruins of the Real Teatro, the Royal Theatre. Attractions. 1. Pelourinho, the Pillory. During the Estado Novo era, the buildings surrounding the cathedral, such as the Casa do Cabido, the Chapter House, and the Paço Episcopal, the Episcopal Palace, were demolished. In their place, a stone-paved square was created, along with a Pelourinho, a pillory, inspired by a 1797 engraving and installed in 1945 by Porto City Council. In the centre is a Rococo-style twisted column, carved with an ascending spiral. It is about 4 meters high. It is a replica of an ancient pillory, built on a square stone block with 7 steps. 12 small columns, grouped in threes, mark the boundaries of this square space. At the top of the column is a Corinthian capital with 4 iron arms decorated with plant elements and also coats of arms and shields on the finish. 2. MBDP, Antiga Casa da Câmara. Built in 1450, the Antiga Casa da Câmara was the first seat of municipal power, where the Homens Bons, representatives of 24 trades, met until the late 17th century. The building had 3 floors. The upper floor housed the council chamber and its official archives. At the cathedral square level, there was the audience room. The ground floor contained shops and an entrance to Rua de San Sebastião. In 1875, a fire destroyed the building, but it was rebuilt in 2002 under a design by architect Fernando Tavora, recreating its medieval tower. The old town hall building is made up of a U-shaped wall structure that rests on part of the existing ruin of both the original tower and the first wall. The building is closed on three sides, while the fourth side comprises a glazed wall overlooking the city. The walls are made of light-colored granite. 3. Torre Medieval, Posto Oficial de Turismo do Porto. Medieval Tower, Official Porto Tourism Office. The Torre Medieval was discovered in the 1940s during the demolitions at Terreiro da Sé, Sé Square, and was reconstructed approximately 15 meters from its original location. The square-shaped building has two floors, featuring a Gothic-style pointed doorway to the south and a stone balcony in Gothic style to the north. Today, it houses the official tourism office of Sé. It is a typical example of a medieval building which preserved the appearance of a fortress. The building is hard in light-colored granite. It has small battlements at the top which give it a sturdy appearance reminiscent of a medieval fortification. 4. Igreja de São Lourenço, São Lourenço Church. The Igreja de São Lourenço began construction in the 16th century and features an imposing Baroque Jesuit facade. The Tavora family coat of arms is displayed on the facade, and one of the church's founders is buried inside. The altar of Our Lady of Purification is a remarkable example of Joanine-style wood carving. The main facade is austere and symmetrical. It is built of light-colored stone. It has three doors on the ground floor, one in the center with a semicircular arch, and two on the sides with triangular stonework above them. The entrance is reached by a set of seven steps that run the width of the facade made of stone. There is also a small balcony with a gate, with a dark railing. The building has a tripartite structure marked by the set of horizontal moldings and bands, supported by and located immediately above its columns. On each panel there is a symmetrical composition of aligned openings made up of three large windows, four empty niches, and four fake windows. It has two bell towers, only the one on the right has a bell. It is topped by a stone cross. 5. Museu de Arte Sacra e Arqueologia, Sacred Art and Archaeology Museum. The Museu de Arte Sacra e Arqueologia is housed in the former Jesuit College of St. Lawrence described above and holds a diverse and valuable collection. One of the main highlights is its collection of religious sculptures from the 13th to the 19th century, particularly in the Irene Villar Room. The museum also showcases paintings, illuminated manuscripts, goldsmithing, religious artifacts, and high-quality archaeological objects. 6. Catedral, Cathedral. Built between the 12th and 13th centuries, the cathedral was originally designed in the Romanesque style, though it has been expanded and altered over time. In the 14th century, the cloister and the chapel of St. John the Evangelist were added in their Gothic style. In the 17th century, Renovations included the expansion of the High Chapel and the construction of the Chapel of the Blessed Sacrament, featuring a silver altar in the Mannerist style. In the 18th century, notable additions included the frescoes in the High Chapel and the sacristy created by Niccolò Mazzoni, as well as the azulejos in the cloister, crafted by Vital Rifato. By the 19th century, the baptismal chapel was adorned with a sculpture by Teixeira Lopes the Elder. We find this imposing monument in light-coloured granite at Terreiro de Sé, facing the River Douro. It is an imposing Romanesque building with Gothic features. It's a fortress church. The main facade is flanked by two bell towers, but only the tower on the left has a bell. In the centre is a portal topped by a beautiful rose window with stained glass. Below this is a niche with a stone image of Our Lady with the child on her lap. The entrance door is accompanied by two columns on each side. Below, before the entrance, two serpents carved in stone flank a small balcony. On the side facade, facing the city, we find a Baroque Galilee by Niccolò Mazzoni. The balustrades and domes of the towers are Baroque. The interior has high arches, a dark nave, and richly decorated side chapels. The cloister is large, with Gothic arcades and blue and white tiles depicting biblical scenes. 7. Capella de Nossa Senhora de Schwedach, Nossa Senhora de Schwedach Chapel. The Capella de Nossa Senhora de Schwedach, Chapel of Our Lady of Truths, was built in 1697 by the Brotherhood of Our Lady of Postigo de Schwedach. The stone statue of Our Lady, depicting the Virgin Mary holding the Christ child, is believed to date from the 14th century. Originally, the chapel was located within one of the arches of the old city walls, known as Postigo de Mentiras, Postern of Lies. It is a small, rectangular, white temple with granite stonework. It has a door on the main facade and two windows on the side. It is sober, and its value is based on its antiquity and the history to which it is linked. Today, it serves as a reception centre for pilgrims on the Portuguese coastal pilgrimage route to Santiago de Compostela. 8. MBDP Arqueosítio, Archaeological Site. The Arqueosítio da Rua Dom Hugo V, archaeological site at Rua Dom Hugo V, unveils over 2,500 years of Porto's history. It is a site where visitors can observe the various phases of Porto's development from the Iron Age to the present day. Here, archaeologists discovered the earliest remains of the proto-historic Peneventosa settlement, which laid the foundations for medieval Porto. It is a square building made of masonry, painted white and with dark granite stonework covering the corners of the building and surrounding the doors and windows. 9. Pont Luís I, Luís I Bridge. Inaugurated in 1886, the Pont Luís I was designed by engineer Theophile Selig, a protege of Gustav Eiffel. The bridge spans 395 metres in length and 8 metres in width, and was considered the world's largest wrought iron arch until 2017. Today, the upper deck is used by the Porto Metro line. It is a greyish metallic bridge with two decks, which is used by vehicles, pedestrians, and the Metro do Porto railway. The top and bottom platforms of the bridge are connected to each other by a semicircle. The bridge connects the cities of Porto and Vila Nova de Gaia, north and south banks respectively, separated by the River Douro. 10. Iglesia de Santa Clara, Santa Clara Church. The Iglesia de Santa Clara has Gothic origins, and its interior was later adorned with gilded woodwork in the 18th century. Construction began in the 15th century, with the Renaissance-style portal added later. Its Baroque interior is particularly striking for its ornate, decorative richness. The exterior facade, made of greyish stone, features the entrance to the church through a richly decorated Baroque door with a semicircular arch. There are two side niches above the door with stone sculptures and a flower in the center. There are Renaissance elements, such as Solomonic columns and Corinthian capitals. This church is a special example of Portuguese Baroque, or one of Portugal's greatest examples of gilded wood carving. 11. Teatro Nacional de São João, São João National Theatre. Built in 1910 on the ruins of the Real Teatro, Royal Theatre, which was destroyed by fire in 1908, the Teatro Nacional de São João is a classical style building. The theatre is dedicated to the creation and production of performances across multiple genres, with a particular focus on classical and contemporary works. In addition to this theatre, its structure also includes the Teatro Carlos Alberto Theatre, and the Mosteiro de São Bento de Vitória, Monastery of St. Benedict of Victoria. Its facade is inspired on the Louis XVI style, featuring ornaments representing feelings such as pain, kindness, hatred, and love, illustrated by four stone statues by the sculptors Diogo Macedo and Sousa Caldas. These are found in the frieze of the entablature. The name of the theatre, flanked by two stone vases, is above. The building's facade is made entirely of light-coloured granite. It has a sturdy appearance, but no defined style. It is composed of an imposing facade with four Ionic columns, between which we see three fully arched windows and the same number of doors. The State Hall inside the building is richly decorated in shades of gold and red and with heavy curtains. The theatre arena is horseshoe-shaped with three balconies and hanging chandeliers.